Shalom to all. Today's Davos Yerushalmi Mishkal Daf Samach. We are starting Nuntes Amud Beis near the bottom with Halacha Gimel and Vilnsuros Davos on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. And today's Davos sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sarbas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Shamash Shad Haven Aliyah. So we know that Kachet Kachim, which is supposed to be processed and eaten in the Azara, it's not taken out. If it becomes Tame, it's burned right over there in the Azara and not taken out. Now we're going to continue discussing this just in regards to becoming Tame. And there's a four-way machlokes. The Mishnah says Besar Kachet Kachim Shenitma Meat of Kachet Kachim that became Tame Ben Ba'avatom Ben Ba'vladatom. Whether it's with Avatom or Vladatoma, and the Gemara is going to bring a machlokes what Avatom and Vladatoma is referring to. Bein bifnim, bein bachutz. Whether it became Tame inside the Azara or outside, Beishamah says, I call you Sarf bifnim. Everything should be burned inside the Azara, because that's a din of burning Kachet Kachim became Pasul. Over here, he's applying this to Tome as well, but it's supposed to be burned inside the Azara. Chutz, Mishanitma, Avatoma, Bachutz, except for it became Tame with Avatoma outside, and that's because that has a double factor. It's outside the Azara, and has a very chomer type of Tome. It's Avatoma. That's two different reasons why not to bring it inside and burn it, so it should stay outside. But if it even just has one factor, it became Tome with Vladatoma outside, or it became Tome with Avatoma inside, so we either bring it into the Azara or we keep it in the Azara and we burn it there. Now, Beis Hillel says, Hakol Yisarif Bachutz, everything should be burned outside the Azara because we don't want to have any Tome hanging out in the Azara. The more it becomes Tome, we want to bring it out. Chutz Mishanitma Vladatoma Bifnim, except for it became Tome with Vladatoma inside, that has two positive factors for keeping it inside. It's Vladatoma, so it's a lower level, and it became Tome inside. So we just leave it where it is and we burn it. Now, Rabbi Lezer Amir, he's our third opinion. He tells us, Shenitma ba'avatoma, bein bifnim bein bachutz, yisarf bachutz. If it became tame with avatoma, it doesn't make a difference where it became tame. It's burned outside because two chamer of a tomo, we don't want to leave it in the Azara. So even if it became tame in the Azara, we're going to bring it out. And Shenitma ba'vladatoma, bein bachutz bein bifnim, yisarf bifnim. If it became tame with vladatoma, whether it was outside or inside, it's burned inside because it's a lower level tomo, and therefore we don't have an issue bringing it into the Azara, and we're going to burn it there because, again, that's where it's supposed to be burned, really. And Rabbi Kiva says, that makom tumasai shom sri fasai, wherever it became tamei, that's where it's burned. And here we have the Gemara with our two opinions. Bar Kapar Aram Bar Kapar says, avatoma dvar taira. When the Mishnah says avatoma, it means a toma mida oiraisa. Whereas vladatoma, what does this mean? Midivrehen. It's referring to toma dirabanon, such as tamei liquid that touched food, that only is metame the food midirabanon. And that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Whereas Rabbi Yechon says, bainza dvar taira. Both tomas that we're referring to in the Mishnah are talking about toma da oiraisas. And so when it says avatoma, that means it was touched with an avatoma and it became a rishon, and when it says latatoma, that means it was touched with a rishon latoma and it became a sheni. But again, we're talking about toma da iraisa. So the Gemara tells us samachomen alfan atav v'kasha Rabbi Yechonon al debei shamai. We have a question shitas Rabbi Yechonon and understanding debei shamai. Debei shamai, I remember debei shamai had said hakar yisarf bifnim, everything should be burned inside chutz mishenit ba'avatoma b'chutz, except for it became tamei with avatoma outside the base of mikdash. So the question is ma bin avatoma b'chutz, ma bin vladatoma b'chutz. According to Rabbi Yechonon, what's the difference between if it became tamei with avatoma outside or vladatoma outside? Zevazel loy dvar tarahu, aren't both of them midai raisa tomas? So according to Beis Shammai, in the way Rabbi Yechon is explaining what type of toma we're referring to, even if it became tame with vladatoma outside, it should be burned outside because we shouldn't be allowed to bring it into the Beis Hamikdash due to the fact that it's a daraisa toma. So that's one question in Shitas Rabbi Yechon. Continues the Gemara, Fil de Beis Hillel Mikshaya, isn't also a question on Beis Hillel? Meaning Rabbi Yechon's explanation, how do we understand Beis Hillel? The Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel had said, Hakol Yisarf b'chutz, everything should be burned outside the Beis Hamikdash, chutz mishenitma b'vladatoma bifnim, except for if it became tame with vladatoma inside. And the question is, ma bin vladatoma bifnim, ma bin avatom bifnim. What's the difference between if it became tamei with vladatoma inside the Beis Hamikdash or avatom inside the Beis Hamikdash? Zevazel loy dvar tarahu, aren't both of them dairaisa? And therefore, according to what Rabbi Yechon explained, even if it became tamei with vladatoma bifnim, it should be brought outside and burned over there. So those are two questions we don't have the answer to. And the Gemara continues, loy have a bar rabbanon el advar kapara. The rabbanon only ask their questions on bar kapara's shita. So that's what we ask on now. Vakasha the bar kapara al Beis Shammai. We have a question. She's bar kapara as well in shita's Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai had said, hakar sar bifnim chutz min nitma ba'avatom b'chutz. Everything is supposed to be burned inside the Azara, except for it became Tame with Avatoma outside. And the question is, Ma ben Avatoma, what's the difference when it becomes Tame with Avatoma, Bein Mechutz, Bein Bifnim, inside or outside, Zev Zela Dvar Tarahu, aren't both of them Midai Raisa, so it should be the same din across the board. And the answer is that no, begin to Rabbi Kiva Amru, it's based on what Rabbi Kiva had said, that Makam Tumas Hashem Trey Sefasai, where it becomes Tame, that's where it's supposed to be burned, and therefore when we're dealing with Avatoma, when it becomes Tame outside, it gets burned outside, when it becomes Tame inside, it gets burned inside. And one last question, I'll fill the Beis Hillel Asim Mekshaya, even on Beis Hillel, it's not a question, meaning in Shitas Bar Kapara, the Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel said, Hakol Yisarf b'chutz, everything is burned outside, chutz mishenitma b'vladatoma bifnim, except for it became Tame with Vladatoma inside. And over here as well, we ask, Ma bin Vladatoma, bein bifnim, bein b'chutz, zev zelo midrem hu? What's the difference when we're dealing with Vladatoma, it becoming Tame inside or outside? Aren't they both just derabanan tomas in Shitas Bar Kapara? And therefore, once you're saying that if it becomes Tame outside with Vladatoma, which is derabanan, you're not going to bring it inside the Beis Hamikdash, even though it's just Vladatoma, clearly there's some sort sort of chumer with it. Therefore, even when it comes tummy with Vlad or Tomo inside the Beis HaMikdash, it should have to be brought out because you're not going to bring it in to burn it. So you should actually have to bring it out to burn it outside. So the Gemara as well has an answer with this one. Begin Reb Shimon. It's because Reb Shimon says, Machali umashka shal metzayra, the food and drink that was touched by a metzayra. Here we have a little bit of a gersa change. Ein me vin l'shalash machnois. It's not going to be brought into the three camps. We know that a metzayra himself, a person who has saras, he has leprosy, he has to be totally outside the machnois until he becomes tahar. And the din is that any food or drink that he touches is not to be brought into the camp. Now the diak from there is that it can't be brought into the camp, but if it already was in the camp, so we're not going to bring it out. Therefore, we see a clear difference between bring something in that was already tameh, or if it became tameh in the camp, that we don't actually have to bring it out. So we are two questions that we had asked on Shitas Bar Kapara were answered, or is there two questions on Rabbi Yochanan were not? And Samachom Beis on top onto Halacha Dalid, the last Halacha in the Masechta, the Mishnah tells us a vary tamid nitanin mechatzi kevesh ulmata b'mayrev. The varim, the limbs of the carbon tamid that are burned on the mizbeach, they're placed on the lower half of the ramp towards the west. Now let's just get a little bit of a picture in our minds. When a person walks into the Azara, the north is towards the right, south is towards the left, and west is in front of them. Now in order to get to the ramp in the Mizbeach, one has to turn Darim, south, to their left, walk a little bit, and then they find themselves by the ramp in the Mizbeach. So a Kohen who's standing by the base of the ramp, he's located in the south, he's facing north, towards his right is east, and towards his left is west, is Mayriv. And that's what the Mishnah just told us, is that in the morning, after the carbon tamid was shechted and was cut into different Evarim that are going to be brought on the Mizbeach, they make a lottery, and one of the Kohen wins the award to be able to bring the Evarim to the Mizbeach, so he doesn't bring them all the way up the ramp and put them on the fire and start burning them right away. He puts them on the ramp in the Mizbeach, and then another Kohen later is going to come and take them and put them on the fire. So where are those Evarim placed? That's what the Mishnah said. On the lower half of the Mizbeach, towards the west, meaning on the left-hand side of the ramp. Now, Shal Musafin, when a carbon Musaf is brought, such as on Shabbos or Shchaydash or Yontef, Nitana Mechatzi Kevesh Ulamata B'Mizrach. Those Evarim are placed on the lower half of the ramp towards the east, on the right-hand side. Now, Shal Rosh Chodashim, the carbon is brought on Rosh Chodesh, Nitana Al-Karkov HaMizbeach Melamalon, they're placed on the top of the Mizbeach by the Karkov, which the Gemara will explain where that is. We continue, Hashkalim V'Habikurim, the Shkalim that are given once a year, used to purchase carbon of Sibur, and Bikurim that are the first fruits, Eina Noigin El Bifnei Abayas. We only bring these, this is only done when we have a base of Mikdash. Aval Meister Dagon, Meister Behema, Ubachairais, Meister of grain and Meister of animals and firstborn animals, Noigin Bem Bifnei Abayas, Bem Shalai Bifnei Abayas, that we keep to, meaning they have their dinim and their kedusha, whether there's a base of Mikdash and even when there's not a base of Mikdash. Now let's say, Hamakdash Shkalim Bikurim, a person was Makdash Shekel or Bikurim and there's no base of Mikdash. What's the din? Hareza Kaidash, it does have kedusha. Or Rav Shimon says, Harim Bikurim Kaidash, Ainon Kaidash. A person says, these first fruits, these Bikurim, they're Kodesh, they're actually not Kodesh and they have no Kedusha whatsoever. So first the Gemara explains, Ezu Karkav HaMizbeach, what's this Karkav HaMizbeach? Ama being Karen Lakaren, Makam Hiluch Ragalai Kahanim, that's the Ama space in between the horns that are protruding at the top of the Mizbeach, that's where the Kahanim walk, and that's where the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh, that's where the limbs were placed before they were put on the fire. Now another discussion, the Gemara says, Musvei Shabbos, Musvei Rosh Chodesh, Mi Kodem. Let's say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so we bring a special Musa for Shabbos and a special Musa for Rosh Chodesh, which carbon is brought first? So Rabbi Yirmiyah thought to say, Musvei Shabbos, Musvei Shchaydesh, Musvei Shchaydesh Kaidmen. When we have the Musvei Shabbos and Shchaydesh, the one where Shchaydesh comes first. And Chalad Rabbi Yirmiyah Menada, his strength, his koyach, which means his proof, is from the following. We have a brisa that says, Shirei Shal Shabbos V'Shir Shal Shchaydesh, the Shir Shal Yoyim, the Shir that's supposed to be sung on Shabbos, and the Shir that's supposed to be sung on Rosh Chaydesh. And let's say Shabbos Rosh Chaydesh, which one is sung first? Shirei Shal Rosh Chaydesh Kaidem, the Shir of Rosh Chaydesh comes first. And so based off of that, he figured if the Shir of Rosh Chaydesh is first, it must be that the Musaf of Rosh Chaydesh is also first, because when the Musaf of Rosh Chaydesh is brought, that's when the Shir Rosh Chodesh is sung. However, Amar Rav Yosef says, Shanya Hitaman, that case is different. Amar Rav Chiya B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Rav Chiya says B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Kedei Lefar Sumo Yoledia Shir Rosh Chodesh. The reason why the Shir Rosh Chodesh is sung first is just to let everybody know and to publicize, Rabbi Sai, it's Rosh Chodesh today, and that's why it's sung first. And actually, Ketzu Rabbi Sai, what's done? Shechet Musvei Shabbos, the Korbanos Musaf of Shabbos are shechted first, of Amar Alein, Shir Rosh Chodesh, and the Kaihanim sing the Shir Rosh Chodesh for the Musaf of Shabbos. Bram Hachai, over here, Musvei Shabbos and Musvei Shchaydesh, when we have two different Musafim to bring, Shabbos and Shchaydesh, Musvei Shabbos Kaidmin, the Musaf of Shabbos comes first. Why is that? Samach Alf Amar Alf on top, Al Shem Kol Atadim Chaveroi, Kaidim is Chaveroi, because that which is more common, that which is done more often than the other thing, that is done first. Another way of saying this is Kol Atadir, Tadir Kaidem. This is a concept which is applied all across Yiddishkeit throughout many mitzvahs, that when we have two different mitzvahs that are supposed to be done, which one comes first? That's the one which is done more often, one of the reasons why we put on Talis before Tefillin, tefillin because we wear talis more often than tefillin. Tefillin isn't worn on Shabbos or Yom Tov, so we're going to put on the talis first and then the tefillin. That's just another example. There's many of them, and again, that's being applied over here to the Musaf of Shabbos. And Rosh Chodesh, Musaf of Shabbos, comes first. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to explain the Mishnah with the last daf in the Masechta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.